In her book, The Lunchbox Chronicles, Marion Winnick says it pretty well when she says, for me, parenting is like dieting. Every day I wake up filled with resolve and good intentions. Perfection is in view. And every day I somehow stray from the path. The difference is with dieting, I usually make it to lunch. Motherhood definitely isn't about perfection, though some mothers are unbelievably amazing. Some mothers cry for joy and others for sadness, some because they love the child they brought into being, others because they wish they knew what that love was like. And whether we're the parent or the child, the creator or the creation, related by blood or circumstance, mothering is about connection. And it's amazing how strong that connection can be. There was a nifty story a few years ago, June 2005. Fox News reported it. I know. And it had a great clickbait title, Lions Save African Girl from Abductors. And at the time, I was intrigued enough to look and see what this was about. And it was from a real thing. A journalist named Anthony Mitchell for the Associated Press had covered it. So a 12-year-old little girl was kidnapped by a group of men, at least four of them. They wanted to force her into marriage. And she had been beaten up pretty badly. They have reports from the police who were following up on this. And apparently a group of female lions arrived out in the desert where this child was being battered. They chased off her captors and they guarded the little girl for about half a day until help got there. And I thought, wait a minute, this sounds fishy. So I went looking. A wildlife expert with Rural Development Ministry, Stuart Williams, said, it's a real case. They think the little girl survived, and this is a quote from him. She was crying from the trauma of her attack. They thought she was a kitten. The police confirmed this story for the BBC and again, and then they confirmed it again. The kidnappers were moving this little girl with the police in pursuit, so they know how long she was out there. They were behind them by half a day. They have pictures. They have video of when they arrived. There were three female lions standing around this child till the police arrived, and then they calmly walked into the brush. And the little girl confirmed, no, they didn't bother me a bit. They just stood there. They chased the men off, and they just stood there. The kidnappers were caught. They agreed. Yes, we were beating this child up, and three lions came. We give up. That's it. What are you going to say? Three lions have gotten you. That's it. You're done. They heard what sounded like a cub crying in pain. They didn't eat her because mothering works, even across species. I used to claim, yeah, you're cute. That's why we don't eat our own young, because you're too cute to kill. I had three boys in the house for a while, if anybody's curious. For every mother on the planet, sometimes you're that mama lion saving the kid. And sometimes you're the mom who wasn't able to stop your kid getting kidnapped. Mothering is relational, it's situational. Good mothering or bad, we all do it by the skin of our teeth. Mothers are people. You know, and no human on earth would ever trust a pack of lion mothers to babysit their kid for about 90 seconds. And the mother of that 12-year-old girl may have been Room Mother of the Year. Nobody wakes up and thinks, how can I screw up motherhood today? Mothers create another person through their presence and their absence and their words and their actions. They model ways of being in the world, and they do it well. Learning to be in relation with our mothers helps shape us as who we are. And now we're the people that we were raised to be. Some of us grew up in wonderful and healthy relationships. We accepted our parents' words and work, values and choices. Some of us not so much. But no matter who we are, our lives are intimately intertwined with the mothers and others who helped to create us. And here we are. We made it this far. On this day and every day, we thank all those who mothered us, the good, the bad, the in-between, the ones who tried their darndest and the ones who didn't try at all, because we're here. St. Francis said, preach always, use words when necessary. Quaker author Parker Palmer said, we should let our lives speak. So you are the sermon your mother preached. You are the world they loved into being, deliberately or not. And you are all beautiful and amazing and perfectly imperfect. So happy Mother's Day to all of you, to all of the mothers and others, to all the children of moms and mamas, to all the daddies who became mom. Happy Mother's Day. Now we get to do something really fun. Because someone or a lot of someone's loved each of us into being, we're here to love our church into being. And today we get to thank the volunteers who mothered and parented, shepherd and supported various parts of this congregation over the last year. And I'd like to call Lisa Alvarado. Lisa is the head of the leadership committee. Come on up.
Good morning. I'm Lisa. Hi. So over the past 3 years, I am sure at some point in time, all of you saw me approaching you and thought, uh-oh. So for that, and not running away, I would like to thank you today. When I grew up in church, my parents were in every Sunday family. We went to children's RE, and we warmed a pew on the weekends. But I never remember participating in potlucks and picnics and fundraisers. And so coming to LCUUC was quite a different experience. You work together here to love this community into a better world and making it's all easier to do when we do it together. It's perfect to do our volunteer recognition here on this day because LCUUC is the creation its people bring to the world. From the time LCUUC was founded, it drew on one remarkable source of strength to carry the fire from generation to generation, the power of community. And whether you are a social butterfly who could talk to a rock and make it talk back, Bryn, or a silent observer who wants nothing more than to find inward peace, there is a place for you here. Like any group of people, we mess it up from time to time. There are disagreements and disconnections, confusion, or places where the process breaks down. But again and again, we return to the table and go forward together. Out of nothing, we have built a house where anyone can come home. Your hands create it, your hearts and minds sustain it, and your willingness and joy allow it to continue. You come here to learn and seek and grow and find community. and to do the things you love. And many of those things have helped us and will continue to help LCUUC as a church. I'm going to take just a little time today to say thank you and to recognize all of you who have shared your abilities and doing the things that bring you joy with LCUUC this year. First, I would like to thank the staff here at LCUUC for helping to make the work of our community possible. Could I get a round of applause, please, for our nursery staff, for Leanne Rigoli, our office administrator, Gianna Green, our cleaning staff, for Chris Rollins, our DRE, and then, of course, for Tracy Moran, our accompanist, and for Eric Moran, our associated community Buddhist priest, and last but not least, Doug Esty and Nancy Broad, our choir director and music director. Thank you so much. Thank you. So, Nancy has a few words she would like to say quickly.
Hi, I'm Nancy. Music speaks to us and lets us speak when words alone are not enough. It helps us build our community here at LCUUC. It expresses our deepest longings, lets us make a joyful noise of celebration, comforts us in times of sorrow, and speaks from generation to generation. We have wonderful volunteers here in this church helping to make all this happen. I'm going to ask you to stand as I name you so we can all smile at you in gratitude. First, our music ministry committee supporting Doug and me, arranging community-wide events, setting up and cleaning up and everything else they do. Gus, I know you're here. Sarah, stand up. Then our choir, who shows up every Wednesday evening and every Sunday morning to rehearse and on Sunday to lead the hymns. Our instrumentalists, guitarists, drummers, bass players, ukulele players, violinists. We've got some saxophone and trumpet, and you can see anybody who's ever played music on Sunday morning. Our special musicians, soloists, vocalists, especially our youth, anyone who's ever played or sung on Sunday, or those who've helped with the Halloween or the Christmas caroling, or even sung around the campfire out and back. And I want to give a special shout out to our sound folks who show up every Sunday morning at 9:15 to do sound checks and help us with the sound on Sunday morning. So you can see how many volunteers it all takes. Please give them all big smiles, and you guys can sit down, but you're probably going to have to stand up later, too. Music helps us carry our fire from generation to generation. And in the words of Billy Joel, someday we'll all be gone, but lullabies go on and on. They never die. That's how you and I will be. Thank you all.
Thank you so much, Nancy. We will truly miss you and Doug at the end of this year and hope you come back and visit us often. Could I have the members of our wonderful board, led by Paul Fackler this year, and leadership community stand up and please stay standing, please. I want to thank you all for your extra work that you do and especially during our capital campaign, and I know that's been challenging, and all the wonderful things you bring to us. So now how about the choir people? If you could please stand, all the musicians, kooks and lakooks, stand up, band members, soloists, anyone who's ever come forward and played music and shared with us. We would like to have building and grounds council people. That includes the facilities maintenance, form and function, redecorating, painting, remodeling. If you've ever done any of that, please stand.
Mr. Johnson.
We have Connections Council, which is the caring circle, And membership, which is in need of a new, I believe, a new chair this year. We have finance committee. So we have our finance people, fundraising, stewardship, capital campaign. Everybody stand up if you've participated. We have lifespan council and education, which is our children's RE, adult religious exploration, and adult enrichment. We have our marketing and design council, which would be our sound team and technology. Please stand. We have social justice council, which is our denominational affairs, ministry for earth, and social action. We have our Sunday worship council, which is hospitality, worship arts, music ministry, and then we have all the work groups. There is a lot of work that gets done here. We have the grass cutters, which I believe are called the rough riders. We have coffee preparation and our coffee cleanup team. We have the baking group. We have ushers. We have greeters and RE greeters. We have those that change the outdoor signs. Everybody should be pretty much standing by now. So finally, if you have come to a Sunday service, even once, and shared this place and this space, stand up, please. You bring something to this congregation by your very presence. We are better because you are here. So thank you. Thank you all. Give yourselves a round of applause.
And thank you, Lisa, for everything you've done for the last few years. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. LCUUC needs each and every one of you to keep the community going and laughing and learning and growing. It isn't about your money. It's about the gift of your hands and your personality and your time. Because without you, this isn't a community, it's an empty building. Share your love, share your joy this coming year. Bring your heart into this place. Check out the Sharing the Ministry sign-ups. Sign up to do something you love doing because you are better together. And together you carry the fire forward from generation to generation. And you mother this church into being one day at a time. So think about what will you do next year to carry the fire.